نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد علماء کرام respected brothers in last night's tarawih an ayat of the quran sharif which I discussed many times in the different programs also but the quran sharif is revealed for that purpose that we repeatedly listen to it and we repeatedly take lessons from it and we make amal on the ayat of the quran sharif Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in many places of the Quran Sharif, He has repeated the incidents of the Anbiya of the past. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and so many other Anbiya, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's incidents, so many places you read. The purpose is to take lessons from those ayat and the history of those prophets. What happened to those nations when they disobeyed? So this verse of the Quran Sharif which was recited last night came to mind again in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first talks about those people when they rejected Allah Ta'ala, when they disobeyed Him, then He punished them with some adversity, with some hardship, with some difficulties. And what was the purpose of all this? Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ so that they may learn humility, so that they may change their lifestyles, so that they may obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so that they may give up the lifestyle of shaitan and they may distance themselves from the leadership of their nafs. Now all those were the objectives. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that these people, instead of learning humility, what they did is that they did not take any lesson from it. I'm just giving you a general explanation. And instead, shaitan glorified their misdeeds, their sins, their evils. So what did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala do after that? First He punished them so that they may return, so that they may learn humility, so that they may change their lifestyles. But when they did not do that, then instead of increasing the punishment, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then states that فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ When they forgot those warnings that we had given to them, those advices, those nasihats, and those disasters and calamities and hardships which we send, they forgot to take any lessons from all that. When they forgot all that, then what did we do? فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Then we opened for them the doors of good. We opened for them the doors of all good. Now what happened is that instead of difficulties, instead of hardships, instead of problems, the person started seeing luxuries, the person started seeing bounties, the person started seeing good health, he started seeing plenty of wealth. There was an increase in his sustenance. There was an increase in his enjoyment in those things that give pleasure to man. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increased all that. Now this was more dangerous than that punishment which was coming. Because that azab, when it comes on a person, then when the punishment of Allah comes, when the wrath and anger descends, and the person is engulfed in kinds of misery, hardship, depression and problems, then at that time at least he makes from inner heart, Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, I am a sinful servant of yours. At least somehow it makes him turn towards Allah Ta'ala. But when good times come, when the person doesn't seem to have any pain in his body, he has plenty of money in his pocket, in the bank, and he becomes high-flying. So now that is becoming a dangerous thing. Because now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sending the azab in a disguised form. And it is generally our nature that we gauge Allah Ta'ala's pleasure with us on the basis of how much we possess. That is our weakness. A person can be making no salat. He doesn't make any namaz. He misses his fajr, zuhr, maghrib, isha, every salat. He doesn't give zakat properly. He goes to the cinemas, discos, theatres, he does everything. But he doesn't have any pain in his body, he has plenty of wealth and the business too is flourishing. At that time you ask that person, how's things going? Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazal. At that time you will say, Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's great ihsan. It's just like that person put up a huge tall building with all the interest money. And there he wrote, Haza min fadli Rabbi. That this is the fazal, the grace of my Allah, that he blessed me with this big huge building. But it was built with what? With interest money. So Shaitan was sitting one time in human form and crying and crying. So somebody asked him, that one pious person recognized him, said, Shaitan, what's this business of crying here in front of this building here? He says, no, I taught him all the tricks of the trade. How to gamble, how to steal, how to commit fraud, how to hijack those containers and all the rest of it. And when he made all the money and he put up the building, then he put the Haza min fadli Rabbi. Now he's attributing to his Rabb that he gave him all this. Yet I taught him all the tricks. So the thing is that now this person, or most of us, we gauge Allah Ta'ala's happiness by means of how much we possess. If the person is in a bit of difficulty but is a pious person, is a namazi, is turning towards Allah, is getting the tawfiq of tahajjud, is getting the tawfiq of ibadat, is getting the tawfiq of making some tilawat of the Quran Sharif, is fulfilling the rights and obligations, is doing everything right. At that time, if that person is suffering some kind of poverty, which is a test from Allah Ta'ala, if you ask him how's things going, very bad, very, very bad. Allah Ta'ala seems to be very, very angry and displeased with me. Therefore, in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala showed it to us, that Allah Ta'ala does not see on the basis of how much you have or you don't have. A person can have plentiful and yet he can be the wali of Allah Ta'ala. He can be the greatest friend of Allah Ta'ala. If he has earned it and acquired it in the right way and using it correctly, then he's a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And a person can have nothing with him and he can still be the wali of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, these people, they didn't take the advice. So then we start giving them everything. Let them enjoy themselves. But then comes, falam hatta iza farihu bima utu, when they became very, very happy and excited with all the bounties and everything now which they start receiving, then in the midst of their enjoyment, now this is where the danger is, that in the midst of the enjoyment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we call them to account. Suddenly Allah ta'ala just pulls the carpet from beneath the person's feet. They are enjoying themselves in the cinema, in the disco, in the playgrounds of evil, everywhere, and they were unconcerned. And they bragged about their wealth and how we achieve this and how we achieve that. And suddenly Allah sends one gale force wind, one cyclone, one earthquake, some disaster, and finish, everything crumbles down to the ground. All that person's enjoyment and pleasures and all are destroyed completely. Allah Ta'ala just sends some kind of azab that this person is knocked off balance completely. He's thrown flat onto the ground. So if Allah Ta'ala gives bounties, then enjoy the bounties. Nobody stops. Allah Ta'ala Himself gives it to us so that we may make use of it. But to forget the very giver of those bounties, then that is not the sign of a Muslim or a Mu'min. Yes, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara, some of them with all their sins, Allah Ta'ala gives them plentiful. And that is for them. It is dunya. It is jannat for them. Allah Ta'ala must give them somewhere for the good deeds that they do. So for a Muslim, he can be wealthy, rich and everything, and he can still be wali of Allah Ta'ala, friend of Allah Ta'ala. But the kuffar and mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara, it doesn't mean that if they are very rich, they can be wali of Allah, or they are poor, they can be wali of Allah Ta'ala. Dushmano ko aish aab o gil diya, aur dosto ko apna dard e dil diya. دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا اور دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا ان کو ساحل پہ بھی طغیانی ملی ہم کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا. So many enemies Allah تبارک و تعالی gave them plentiful. Plentiful Allah تعالی gave. But his friends, what did he give them? درد دل. The love of Allah. That محبت of Allah تعالی. And those people, on the shore, they found storms. With everything with them, if they're disobedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then even though they are on the shore, but there's storms in their lives. Storms. Storms don't only harm the people in the oceans. So these storms here, they are on the shore. I mean, they have everything, but there's a storm in their lives. Look at the lives of people around the world. Look at our own lives today. Most of us, what do we have? Nothing but storms. Earthquakes, tremors, storms. They strike in the hearts first of the disobedient ones. Restlessness, anxieties, worries, problems. The person just arguments, quarrels. The home become hellfire on earth. So they, in all the wealth and everything that Allah Ta'ala gave them, but He gave them storms. On the shores they got storms. That means they got everything but the storms. And He says that Allah Ta'ala for His friends, even though they may be in storms, right in the midst of the ocean, the boat is being lashed. But Ham kuttuhu yano may be sahil diya. But even in those storms, Allah Ta'ala gives them the shore. Such sukoon Allah Ta'ala gives them in their hearts. Such sukoon Allah Ta'ala gives them. And that is what we really want, sukoon, tranquility. This month of Ramadan is to achieve that. If we have made mistakes in life, then we are human beings, we are bound to make mistakes. But let us not be of those who persist in those mistakes. Still many days to go for Ramadan, but we don't know whether we will see the end of Ramadan. So make sincere tawbah from all sins. Go for your business, for your profession, for other works, whatever has to be done. If necessary, it's necessary. But the remaining time, don't spend in idle chit-chat, gossip, or reading all those newspapers and magazines and watching all the other programs and wasting time. This month will not last forever. Make the best of it. Whatever time you have to spend outside, spend. Balance of the time, come spend in the masjid, read Quran Sharif, do something, or sleep. But don't engage in sins. And then see by the end of Ramadan, we will see the difference in our own lives. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with the tawfiq of spending the month of Ramadan in the manner that is pleasing to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May He remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials and the tests that the ummah of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is facing around the globe. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Now those who will be sitting for the zikr of one tasbih la ilaha illallah and one or two tasbihs of Allah Allah, please make sure that your cars are not obstructing those that are leaving. Otherwise your tasbih here will not be effective. Park it and come again. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.